May 18, Spiritism and Revolution. He answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10:27. As the youth go out into the world to encounter its allurements to sin, the passion for money-getting, for amusement and indulgence, for display, luxury and extravagance, the overreaching, fraud, robbery and ruin, what are the teachings there to be met? Spiritualism asserts that men are unfallen demigods, that each mind will judge itself, that true knowledge places men above all law, and that all sins committed are innocent, for whatever is right, and God doth not condemn. The basest of human beings it represents as in heaven, and highly exalted there. Thus it declares to all men, it matters not what you do, live as you please, heaven is your home. Multitudes are thus led to believe that desire is the highest law, that license is liberty, and that man is accountable only to himself. With such teaching given at the very outset of life, when the impulse is strongest and the demand for self-restraint and purity is most urgent, where are the safeguards of virtue? What is to prevent the world from becoming a second Sodom? At the same time, anarchy is seeking to sweep away all law, not only divine but human. The centralizing of wealth and power, the vast combinations for the enriching of the few at the expense of the many, the combinations of the poorer classes for the defense of their interests and claims, the worldwide dissemination of the same teachings that led to the French Revolution, all are tending to involve the whole world in a struggle similar to that which convulsed France. Such are the influences to be met by the youth of today. To stand amidst such upheavals, they are now to lay the foundations of character. In every generation and in every land, the true foundation and pattern for character building have been the same. The divine law, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself, the great principle made manifest in the character and life of our Savior, is the only secure foundation and only sure guide.